Rodriguez and Silversmith, The Pilot by Matthew Walker. So I bet you're wondering how I ended up here, in airport security with a priceless ruby dagger in my carry-on luggage and a pilot too drunk to fly. I'm perfectly fine, you... kid! No, you aren't, kid. You've been vomiting all morning. That was unrelated. Yeah, I bet it was. Anyway, officer. There's a perfectly reasonable explanation to all this, and it started when I was kicked in the jaw by my ex-husband's new henchman. That all you got? Silver, darling, sit down. Let me deal with this. I can't afford the bills if you get hurt. That's a fair point. He marched away in the sand. Now, my dear boy, there are rules of engagement within a combat situation. These are universal and found in societies from London to Latin America. And trust me, I fought him both. Oh God, you're planning to lecture him to death. Not quite. First rule of engagement, unless specified otherwise, such as in a professional or sporting situation, it's always a good idea to use the tools available to you. As demonstrated by the bandana currently wrapped around your wrists. Learned that move in Mozambique. The second rule of engagement when it comes to combat is that once an assailant is properly disarmed, all weapons must be discarded and, if possible, harm should be minimised unless the bastard really deserved it. And the final rule for today. An assailant is like a love letter. The more important the recipient, the more passionate it should be. You, my friend, are a post-it note. Give my master your regards. So why is old Danny chasing after you with the assassin version of an intern anyway? He thinks I've got the dagger. And do you? Yeah, obviously. It's in my shirt pocket next to my flask. And why, pray tell, is there a priceless dagger? Probably cursed crystal dagger in your sling? Because people are after it. Keep up, Sylve. Then you rent a safe in the fucking museum! Like, literally, there are people paid to protect this kind of thing. Christ, Roddy, how can you be this thick and still have a PhD? How can you be this snarky and still on the payroll? Touché. So, why does Danny want the dagger anyway? Oh, God knows. eBay, a cult thing, shiny paperweight? You might want to check your holster, then. There was the shuffling of leather buckles and a mumbled counting, followed by a deafening silence of realisation. Oh, you bastard. Ah. You think it was the kid? Probably. What's the big deal about the blade anyway? The ruby dagger was given to a Japanese empress from one of her lovers in the 15th century. It's said that the dagger was used by the empress to sink her own ship. No one knows why she did. All they know is that her two favourite lovers, a Spanish duke and an Arabian nobleman, were both on board when it went down. So the headline is Royal Orgy Ruiner? Thruple killed by romantic gift? No, Silver. The headline is Holy Shit. Someone sank an entire motherfucking battalion ship with one blade. Ah, that makes more sense. Well, the power of boners at sea make people do wild things. It's only when people found her plaques at the Shinto temple that they realised the nature of the relationship. Oh, so she was a horny lass then. It was the 15th century, they didn't exactly have anything better to do. For a lady of good breeding, she gets kinda graphic. I would too if I shagged a fit Spaniard. Down, boy. Behave. I'm just saying, the Spanish are rampant. Shut up. Make me. Is this flirting going to get the dagger back? Didn't think so. Now, if you were my ex, where would you hide the priceless blade? Your ex was a black market auctioneer, right? He preferred the term rare object specialist. And my bartender prefers the term mixologist. That doesn't make it a science. Well, that pivots the question then, doesn't it? If you were looking to buy a priceless artifact known to tear down entire ships, where would you look? Not a clue, but I think I know someone who might. Budapest. Yeah, obviously. Why Budapest? Ruin bars and cheap alcohol. How else are you supposed to get a party? We're after a party? Not quite, but our guest of honour is. And if we can get them to talk and get them a little bit drunk, we might be able to dodge the cost of a few secrets. Them, plural. Again, not quite. There was the scuffling of heels pattering on concrete that echoed through the room. Jewellery jangled and the figure drifted down, blowing a kiss to Rodriguez. Hello, darling. Hello, Dolores. Still being a mischief? Of course. Are you still in those stuffy old libraries? God, no. The world's wildly different nowadays. You haven't introduced me to your friend. Don't worry, lovey. I don't bite. Oh, of course. This is my current pilot, Silversmith. Mr. Silversmith, this dragtastic mess of a lipstick and hair dye is Dolores. Disguise expert and secret keeper for anyone interesting this side of Europe. That's rich, coming from a man in heel cowboy boots. Charmed. Mom? Sir? Sorry, I'm new to these situations. We're old friends here, darling. Just call me Del. That's Del, not Deli. Deli is a sausage. I've told you before, they aren't cowboy boots. They aren't heels. I'm 5'10". These shoes are just good for archaeology. They keep the sand out. Wait, you're 5'10"? Yeah, back to the point. Dodging the height thing. Classic. Now, how can I help you? I'm looking for a weapon. Bright red, about 8 inches, can kill a man in 30 paces. You've come to the head dragmother of Eastern Europe, looking for an 8-inch weapon in my pants. It's ruby encrusted. I mean, it shouldn't be. That's probably a medical issue. You should probably get that checked out. Let's try this again. Ancient knife. Gold handle, red gemstone blade, stolen by a black market specialist this morning. Ah, I guess that's Danny. Well, that's a tad more difficult. But that's on you for dating a man who trades in secrets for a living. You trade in secrets for a living? No, my dear. I just happen to be good at unearthing them. People trust the drag queens and the gender thugs. You know, you have no idea what people confess when they're drunk and alone. So you can find it. I'll have a look. But on one condition. You get me to the museum's charity gala. As a guy or a girl? I'll work it out on the night. But if it's any consolation, I'll be on my best behavior when I'm there. Fine. You can go as my date, but you're providing your own black tie gear, and it better be fucking stunning. This is a professional event, one of the biggest black tie galas of the year. Don't worry, I've got just the look. So I posted a WhatsApp into the group that specializes in exotic purchases. Then my drag husband, Brando Verando, suggested I contact Sarah from the police station. She hasn't had any sightings, but she told me the Blue Shadow crime family were in town. So I tried my old friend Jackson Lee, you know, from the boxing ring. From the shadows in Korea. Since he stole me the favour at the boxing match. Anyway, he said there was a bidding war in Florence on Friday. And then I contacted Pigeon from Florence, and they led me to Bucky. And long story, the blade is in London for the week. Holy Christ, all that in under 400 characters? Told you she was good. So, that gala, December, right? This better be bloody worth it. So I'm thinking of a black dress with mother-of-pearl jewelry. Or maybe a white suit jacket, if I'm in dude mode. I reckon you should go with a strong red colour, since it works with your autumn complexion. The party isn't for 6 months. She's bragging, you'll get used to it. Anyway, we've really got to head off. Oh, and Mr. Pilot. Yes, you dear. Look after him. He's an idiot with self-preservation skills of an alcoholic hedgehog. Always a pleasure, Del. Till the next time, Roddy. Give him hell. Any other pit stops on the list? None that involves genderqueer 7-foot drag queens. But... well, we know where it is. We just need to get in. That could be an issue. Maybe if you had, I don't know, a blade that could cut through an entire battleship, you might be okay? You done? Any more sarcasm left for me? Probably. But I'm done for now. So what's the battle plan? We break into my ex-husband's manor house. He's already sent a thief/hitman after me. It's the least I can do. Isn't breaking into your ex's house to smash it and steal from him a bit bad teen movie? He stole a dangerous item of historical value. It's not like I'm a lovesick schoolboy. Your ex sent a freaking hitman after you. That's just what you do sometimes. You either send your friend a shag, a statement, or a fair fight. Much easier than texting. Yeah, that's really not a thing. It is if you have cash to burn. Danny sent my sister a taxidermy mountain lion as a wedding favour. I see why you dumped him. It wasn't the taxidermy that tipped over the edge. I work a museum. That's just a Thursday night for me. What was it then? A bad combination of rich, batshit, and drugged up. At one point he was hosting exorcisms in the mansion with a cocaine pentagram and a statue of Baphomet erected in the middle of the living room. That's when I decided to see other people. It took a cocaine pentagram. Christ, how in love were you? How else was I supposed to find the Lovecraft vault? You married him for the artifacts. Among other things. He's got a lot of shiny things in his collection, and it's usually far too high to notice if any of it goes missing. Well, that's reassuring. The problem is, he already knows what I look like, and he doesn't let guests in the back door without a party. That's what he, sir. Behave, you absolute cretin. Anyway, I remember the ID badges. I can talk you through it from a plane, but you have to go to the vaults. You're making me do it? I'm the pilot. I'll pay you double. You can do better than that, buddy. A blade alone is worth a fortune. I know a Dutchman who can make you fall in love with him at 20 paces, an Arabian tailor who can make a silk tuxedo from nothing but woven silver, and I know a Buddhist monk who can teach you both combat and inner peace within less than 10 weeks. Name your price. Well, that's all fine and dandy. My challenge, however, is this. If you get the dagger, you've got to triple my wages, buy me a designer suit, and get me a date with someone powerful and influential. That, to be clear, is cocktails, dinner, wine, and dessert. Who are you thinking? Dealer's choice. Maybe a princess, or a duke, or a wizard? Someone who wears tight trousers and has a story to tell. You know wizards aren't real, right? Do you want the dagger or not? Fine, Christ. Why does everyone think I can get into the good parties with the fancy people? I work at a museum. Half the people there are doddery old men who bitch about the fact marble statues of paint on them. Your ex did Satan cocaine. I think he'll be able to find someone. A few hours later. I said use the door! You said the door wouldn't open! Shut up! Security will hear you! Yeah, I should have warned you about the drop. You okay? This suit had better be perfect enough to make up for a broken shoulder. It's not broken. It's dislocated, perhaps. But not broken. Because that's so much better. So what can you see? Anyone got a light? Try to the left. Wow, it's incredible. It's like an art gallery of shiny things. I thought rich people were meant to be clean. There's scribbles on the wall. Markings in all sorts of languages. Some in marker, some in paint. Statues are rusted and vandalized. It's like a drunk child was given a fortune. Have you found the Baphomet statue yet? The goat with tits? That's the one. I'm sending a photo, one sec. Was it always this trashed up? Partly. But I also doubt we're the only visitors. Looks like we missed a party. You think someone else vandalized the Greek bust and the Pharaoh statues? Nope. That's what a drug-filled psychosis does to you. It's the smashed picture frames that surprised me. Why does a smashed picture frame alarm you? Daniel was a man of many talents. Physical violence was not one of them. Oh, a little noodle man, huh? Delicate would be the word I'd use. Oh, God. What? I don't know what the dagger is, but I know it's been used. Used? There's a body. The curve of the blade perfectly translates into the corpse. Our little thief is lying here, and people officially think you have the blade. Are you sure it's the blade? The body is cold. The stab marks have a ridge on the left of the blade. There's even a gold flake embedded. It looks like an organ was stolen, but something else wasn't right. I'm sending you another photo. Oh, Christ! Yeah, it's gross. It's like butchery! I haven't seen anything like it. Any ideas? It's your ex, after all. And your dagger. Yeah, this really isn't stacking up in my favour, is it? No, not really. Can you get me any closer? I need to see the wound. Gross. Dude. Yeah, you're right. Something isn't adding up. If this was for business purposes, it would be clinical. There'd be a map put down and everything. If this was a drug-filled psychosis, it would be messy, splattered. This isn't his work. So your ex is innocent. That narrows it down. Doesn't explain why there's a butcher guy on the floor, though. He looks young. Too young. Oh, it wasn't a sex ritual, was it? Christ, no! Wait, hang on. There's a livestream camera. Why livestream a gutting? He firmly clicked the play button, followed by a scream and another click to stop it. Oh, sweet Jesus! What? What is it? Masks. Cult masks. I beg your pardon? Like full shebang, dagger-wielding figures in a Japanese kabuki mask of some kind. That doesn't make sense at all. That's a Japanese mask and a European blade. With a Persian robe. I didn't like that tone. Yeah, you remember the lovers I was talking about earlier? The Japanese Empress was close to them, the Arabian and the Spaniard. Well, maybe there's a more sinister reason the ship sank. No kidding. Some theorize the blade could have been designed and forged in red and gold to link to Amaterasu, the sun goddess. If a blade is for sun, then it could be an energy alignment. In English? There's a fringe theory, an idea in different cultures that keeps propping up. It argues that the sun, the moon, and the earth could be united to create a focus of power. You think the dagger, the mask, and the blade unite to make a super knife ninja? Don't be ridiculous! I think a coked-up lunatic could believe it's a super knife, and that's what's important here. Even if it was, why cut the pizza guy to test it? Not a clue. Do I look like a 600-year-old empress to you? Not until Dolores gets her hands on you. Did the video say anything else? Not to my knowledge. Unless we're being framed. It was the sound of hollow clapping. And the sound of leather shoes against marble. A jittery man noodled his way in, shaking as he moved, his eyes hollow and his suit ruined and creased. We? I'm trapped in the building. You're essentially a glorified Skype call. Oh, come on! That's cheating! Expecting someone else? You know exactly who I was expecting. I put all this effort and he doesn't even show. Why? Why from Dr. Rodriguez? He stole from me, and he broke my heart. Yeah, you fellas should really talk this out in therapy. I'm gonna scuttle away now. There was the sound of a blunt object making an impact. Don't be ridiculous. You might not be the man I'm after, but there's certainly ways I can make him come. Phrasing? Oh, grow up. I can't believe Rodriguez I can't believe Roddy's babysitting these kids. Now run along, lover boy. Silversmith cursed and squirmed. Duct tape peeled off and was wrapped around his mouth. Just as he stopped moving, the door hinges went. Jealous much? Christ, he's my driver. God forbid you meet a real lover of mine. So nice of you to join me. What can I say? I think I left one of my nice ties here. I bet you're wondering why I want the dagger. Nope, I just really like it back. Aren't you at least a little bit curious? Nah, you're probably on more drugs than I can count. I think it's a sun god death ritual or something. Nope. Far more domestic than that, I believe. It's quite simple, really. Rodriguez's footsteps started pacing around the room. Well, surely a man as powerful as you wouldn't give up your master plan. I mean, you weren't that desperate for my attention when we got married. And even at your most erratic moments, you were never one to brag. I've got the weapon, I have the video footage of you over the body, and I have a buyer. I have a buyer for after you've been locked up. I even tried to make the wounds look like something with an archaeologist's touch. And you'd know about an archaeologist's touch, would you? I did wake up next to one for an entire 2 years. Well, if you knew about archaeology, then you'd know that one of the most important aspects of training is about the evidence. And what's that? For starters, never get your fingerprints on anything. And finally, always record what you can. You what? I turned the livestream back on. It heard it all, and all I have to do is click send. I can get you on breaking and entering charges. You have a corpse in your murder mansion. I think we'll be okay. There was the sound of tape being removed. Watch the stash! That mustache. The second most valuable thing in the room, perhaps? Police siren started blaring outside the window. And now the police are here to get the first. You might want to start running into one of those secret rooms you always used to talk about. Daniel started panicking, and his footsteps echoed through the halls, panting in as he scurried away, before the dragging sound of a stone bookcase moved, and a match being blown out. That'll be Vault 32, by the bookcase under the stairs. What about the dagger? Nice try, pal. Left pocket of your jacket. You saw that? Yes, I did. So, celebratory pint? Celebratory pint. And that, my lad, is why I, Dr. Rodriguez Lionheart, am here with a priceless dagger. Your double barrelings. His surname? Can we not? I was almost framed for ritual murder. We can work out this name stuff later. Any idea where the mask and the robe went? I'll look into it. Just once the headache subsides. And that dinner date. Who did you decide on in the end? If you fly me home, then a supermodel friend of mine. If you get on my nerves during the flight, I'll dump you with Dolores. Oh, and Roddy, don't forget dessert.